episode of Rihanna's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making a...
Is it going to be inside joke?
So for this, we're going to need two onions that I have put in the food processor and minced it. And what we're going to do is we're going to try and get all the water out of it, and then we're going to put it in our beef. And I have some ground beef here. I've got 2 pounds of ground beef. The recipe calls for using, I think it's goat meat or lamb. And I don't really work with lamb. I don't like the gaminess of the lamb. So I work with beef, but if you like, you could do like 1 pound of lamb and 1 pound of beef. And then we're gonna be putting in some garam masala, ginger and garlic, fresh. You could use the powder if you like. I think the fresh really gives it a good taste. We're gonna be using 1 whole egg and 1 yolk. Now the recipe calls for 1 large egg, but I think my eggs are pretty small, so I'm gonna do 1 large egg and then just a yolk. And then we're gonna do some salt to taste and some pepper to taste. This recipe I have gotten is from Sepide and Samira Niknam. So thank you guys for giving me this recipe. I have tried making it once and they turn out amazing. So let's get started with the kabudi kebabs. I hope I said that right. So here, what we're gonna do here is, and another thing is, I cannot find my gloves anywhere, so you guys will have to bear with me. All I can find is those really ugly blue gloves, and so I have to go out looking. But the temperature here is so cold that it's not worth going out to look for the gloves. So here what they recommend us to do is, basically they want us to strain all the water out of the onions, because if you have a lot of liquid into your kebabs, they're gonna break, because you want to have them pretty dry. So this is the only one thing that I would think that is a little laborious, but other than that, these kebabs go pretty fast. And we are going to marinate this for overnight. You could, she recommends doing it overnight, but if you don't have time, you could do it for 3-4 hours. But the longer you marinate this mixture, the longer, the tastier it's going to be. So I got all my onions in there and they're pretty dry. Washed my hands, and now what we're gonna do is we're gonna add the ginger and garlic in there. And mind you, my spoon is really small, so okay. And then we're gonna add our salt to taste. Pepper. And the recipe also calls for some cayenne or chili powder, and I'm gonna leave that out, but you can go ahead and put some in if you like. Then we're also gonna do some garam masala in there. The recipe calls for, if you would like to, you know, take cloves and then make them into powder, but the garam masala has so much nice flavors in there, so I'm gonna do that. And then I'm gonna add 1 egg, and then I'm also gonna do the yolk. Okay. And I'm just gonna massage the meat really nice and make sure that all the flavors really incorporate in that well. Now there's also a reason why I'm using the small bowl. When I use the small bowl, the marination and everything kind of sticks cozy in there together. So that way, it's just, I know that the marination really has had nowhere else to go but stick with each other in there. And we're gonna put these into, we're gonna obviously marinate this overnight, and then tomorrow we're gonna come back and then we're gonna put them in thick skewers, and then we're gonna be baking these up. Now, I know the recipe also calls for baking it with tomatoes, but I'm just gonna be doing the kebabs on some rice with egg in it. So it looks like it's come together really, really well. Gonna go ahead, cover this up. Gonna come back tomorrow and we're gonna be baking this up. So basically what I've done with the skewers is I've got these long wooden skewers that I really want to use these skewers. So what I did was, in order to preserve the wooden part of my skewer, I have taken some foil and I've wrapped the skewer handle around it nice and tight, just like so, and then I'm also going to make sure that I cover the end so it's not exposed to the oven. So I've got the ground beef out of the oven, out of the fridge, and what I'm going to do is, what you want to do is you just want to make like take a big lump in your hand, and you just want to try and see if you can squeeze out all the air from in the middle, and kind of go like so. And then I have some water sitting here too that will help. And you want to then put it inside your skewer and start working it. And yes, that's going to happen. So it's fine if it happens, and I wanted that to happen so I can show you that it happened a couple times with me. But again, don't get discouraged, because if you're doing it the first time, it's going to take you a little bit to get used to it. So again, let's put it up from the top. And once we start closing it from the top, it'll be easier for us to work with. And once it just stays a little bit on the, where you feel like it's not going to fall off, that's the time you just want to dip your hand a little bit in the water and now start sealing it. And just kind of start working with it, just working all the way. And I like moving my my skewer around. You don't want to move the meat around, but you can just move your skewer around to kind of work the meat. Now, the original kabudi kebabs are made with indentations, and what they do is they take the thumb and the index finger and they make these indentations in there. I tried, but I don't think mine really show up as much, because they're really professionals at making these kabudi kebabs. This is the first time I'm making it, but so see how easy it is for it to just stay on the skewer. But I also want to show you, say you get really, really frustrated doing this and it's just not staying on the skewer. So I have another way that you can do these kebabs and it'll work out. So I'm gonna add this to my skewers here. And I've done some of them here. I've already added some of the tomatoes and the bell peppers and the onions. And kabudi kebabs are served with tomatoes. And then I did one that was just tomatoes and onions. And so they're already on there. So let me quickly show you how we're going to do one that's just, let's say, not sticking and you're just scared that it's just falling off, or it's just falling off the skewer. So again, you know, I'm going to do this tight ball here. Okay. Put it in. And like I said, once it just stays on a little bit, I'm going to put my hand in the water and then seal it. Okay. And I just wanted to show you this just because it can get a little frustrating. And if it doesn't turn out the first time, try again. It will turn out. You just need patience and a little bit of getting experienced with working with the skewer. But there's always another. Just wanted to show you that, hey, you know what, backup plan, just do it this way. It'll turn out just as good. Now we are going to be putting this in an oven. I'm going to be putting it at 400, and once it's starts, and once I feel like it's almost done, then I'm going to be putting it into the broiler. Now it is absolutely freezing here. I tried to turn my grill on and it just turns off on me because it's really, really cold. So here, what we're gonna do here is watch closely, is we're just gonna slide the meat right off of the kebab and just straighten it out. Just like so. See? So if it doesn't stay on the skewer, go with the backup plan. I'm gonna throw this in the oven. We're gonna come back and see what they look like. So I've got the kabude kebabs in the oven, and I've got it up at 550 degrees on broil. But watch that I have not put it on top, that I put it on the bottom rack, on the middle rack, so that it starts cooking. Once I know that it's like cooked well, then I'm gonna move it up on the top and just get it nice charbroil on it. So I got the kabude kebabs out of the oven and they look amazing. In fact, my husband already came home from work and started cheating on it. So they taste wonderful. And basically they slip off the skewers really easy. So what you wanna do is you just wanna hold this and then make sure you just kind of, see, once you loosen this end, and then let me show you, since we're doing this, just so that you know, what we're gonna do is you just wanna take like a fork and put it in between the skewer, and look at that. Oop. Okay, that's okay, almost got it. Hold on, see, it's something that you have to get the end part out. Okay, and there you go. So that's how easy it is. Actually, it's really, really hot. You want to wait till it cools down just a little bit so you can really work with the end here and make sure that once you don't have anything in the end, it'll slip right off. The veggies came out amazing. And what I'm going to be serving this with is a vegetable rice that I made. It's got crispy vegetables in it, and you can put your choice of vegetables in it. It's got slivered eggs in there, and that's about it. The only one thing I'm gonna do now is just sprinkle our kebabs with a lot of sumac. And you wanna broil these, because I broil these. I put it on bake and it just wasn't working for me. So you wanna put it on broil in the middle, and then once you know that it's cooked, bring it up to the top rack and just let it get really nice and charcoal broiled up there. Now you can also put a barbecue flavor in this. I will be doing a video to show you how to barbecue any type of meat or any type of food, so that'll be coming soon. But because of the weather, I was not able to get our grill going. As soon as I get it going, it shuts off because it is extremely cold outside. So this is, you know, one way. Yes, in the summer you can always grill them outside, but in the winter, stick them in the oven, because it can be done. So make sure you guys email me with any questions, any suggestions at rahanascuisines@gmail.com. Follow me on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. If you like my videos, please don't forget to give me a thumbs up. This concludes our video on how to make kabude kebabs. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.
There you go.